as Liberian, we all err. We make a great mistake when the health minister told us that there was a one case coming from Guinea in a taxi, and we should be careful because if we don't contain that person, it will spread in our community. A lot of Liberians took it for joke, and today we have 2,000 cases. Imagine.
Tell me what you've seen with your own eyes of the suffering, the fear. What have you seen?
Well, there's some positive side, and the community getting together to work to sensitize their community, and also, you know, even we used to the culture of shaking hands. We're not shaking hands no more. But it's sad. It's sad because I live closer to the hospital, and I pass there every day, and people are dying, and some people losing hope. You see other people laying on the floor waiting to be hosted because our facility is limited. It's not a good thing to see. Just to look at a patient in the Ebola center, it hurts. It breaks my heart.
What is actually happening on the streets of Liberia? How is the government, the system coping?
Most clinics were closed, and health workers are not happy. And they need to be encouraged by the government. They need to be encouraged by Liberians so they can get back to work.
I mean, health workers say they haven't even been paid.
Yeah, that is very sad. It's very sad, you know. And we all need to encourage them. The way to do it is to talk to them. Of course, they need a salary, but I'm sure that other things they need. So we all need to do our best.
I know you don't want to point the finger of blame, but this is your opportunity to speak up for the Liberian people. How do you think they feel about how the government is doing handling this crisis?
I think our Liberians are frustrated, you know, and think that the government is not doing much. And if you listen to government officials, they themselves asking international community to help them. So it tells you that they are limited.
As you say, you've seen the fear in the people's eyes. You must fear for the future of your country.
Well, I'm very worried about the future of Liberia. I worry about myself, the people of Liberia, and the government. Because if Liberia doesn't succeed in the fight of Ebola, it's going to affect all of us. So I'm worried. And this is why I'm saying, and I'm appealing to the world to help all the countries that are affected with Ebola. That would be the best thing to do to save lives.